for contacting customer service. This is Damien, the supervisor on the floor. How may I assist you?
Yes, the guy before me, I just wanted to say that she was, she helped me as much as she possibly could. I have no complaints about her. I do, however, have some concerns about what has happened here. I received an email saying that I had won a cookware set, a Ninja Foodi Neverstick 14-piece cookware set, and all I had to do was pay $2 for shipping, and I would receive it. So I said, okay, whatever, and thought I was paying $2, and I got an order ID. The reason I was calling tonight was because I hadn't received it yet. So when I and then I spoke to a gentleman earlier, and he said that I was entered into a contest and I didn't win. I said, no, it said I won, and I just had to pay the shipping. That's why I got an order ID number. And he said, no, I was just entered. And so, but he said, you should have a voucher for $125 in your email, and you can spend it. And he told me where, and he gave me the emails. So I got a phone and I went and looked and I didn't have it. So I called back to inquire about that. When I called back, the gal that I just spoke to said that I was charged $7.95 for an extreme fee, and then there was going to be a monthly fee. I said, no. I said, I paid $2 and it was supposed to be my shipping for this cookware set. I said, I would not have entered a contest. And I would not have agreed to any continuing charges. Well, she said she stopped the continuing charges, so there won't be any, but that it was the $7.95 was a valid amount, and she couldn't do anything about it. I said, no, I agreed to $2. I said, right now is the first time I've ever heard of a $7.95. I said, I was supposed to be paying shipping and handling of $2. Where did the $7.95 come in? And she said, well, it was in some agreement. I said, no. There was no agreement of that. I thought I had won. And they said, I want a cookware set. Pay shipping and you'll get it. So I paid shipping, got an order number, and it hadn't come, and I'm calling because it hadn't come. I've never heard of anything about $7.95. And she says, well, it's right here. I said, well, it wasn't right there in what I got. I said, it said $2 for shipping and handling on this cookware set. I said, I can understand if there's some kind of misunderstanding on that I won it or hadn't won it. Okay, I'm not happy about it, but all right, I'm out $2. But I'm not in agreement to being out $7.95 because I never heard of $7.95. I never agreed to $7.95. I agreed to $2. And she said, well, she can't do anything about it. Well, who can? Because I never said anything about $7.95. It said $2 shipping. I agreed to $2 shipping. And, I didn't agree to the $7.95. So I want to know what can be done about this. This is false advertising. You tell somebody they've won something, they just have to pay the shipping of $2. So I paid the shipping of $2, and you guys, actually, you're telling me you charged me $7.95, and you're going to charge me monthly, I don't even know how much, a month from there on. You got that stuff, but this $7.95, that's not right. I would never have entered a contest for $7.95. I don't do that.
Can I get your first and last name, please?
Arthur Kelso, K-E-L-S-O. Do you want the order ID number?
No, ma'am. I was able to locate the account. Can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
2850 California Street, Sutter, California, 95982.
Thank you. I see that an entry was placed to win a cookware set of pots and pans via a survey for $7.95. It was stated within the terms of agreements that it is a chance to win. It is not guaranteed. and that the billing is $7.95.
So when they, so when I get an ad saying you bought a cookware set, all you have to do is pay $2 to receive it. I'm supposed to assume all the rest of this? It may say that on your end, but that's not what it says. I've got it all written down here. PrimaryIntentSavings.com, order ID, the phone number, program through Walmart, domain AUW at dot info, Ninja Food Never Stick Essential 14-piece cookware set, regular price of $179, pay shipping of $2.
It
It
was
says
a.
nothing in here about entering a contest or $7.95. Not how it was presented to me.
It was a $2 discount had you used a MasterCard to make it $5.95 for the entry fee. I can give you the website so you can go on there and review the terms and agreements.
Okay.
Give me one second here. Are you ready to
Because I
write
would
down
have
the
done
website?
this. Yeah, I'll write it down and I'll check it out. But I believe I'm going to check back on my phone because I think I did a screenshot of it also. So go ahead.
Primary, PRIMARY, intense, INTENSE, savings, SAVINGS.com. And if you go to that website, you scroll down to the bottom, you'll find where it says Terms and Agreements. If you click on that under the heading of Contest Terms and Conditions, it'll go over how much you're billed, what you're billed for, and how the company operates.
Okay. All right. I will look back. I believe I did a screenshot on this. I usually do. But I would never have entered a contest for $7.95, nor would I have done anything that's monthly. The gal before said that she stopped anything from being monthly. Have I only been charged $7.95 once?
That is correct. Yes, ma'am. You've only been billed $7.95.
Okay, see. This is, I'm gonna check this out. And this is a program through Walmart. I have down here domain AUW.info. I'm not really sure what that is, but I have that written down here too. Yeah, I would have done, I would have done that if that's what it said. I just would have done that. So, because on your end you see something that says $7.95, you're saying that that's an okay charge.
I'm sorry, can
Is
you
that what you're
repeat that,
saying?
please?
I said because on your end you're seeing something that says $7.95, you're that's an okay charge for you, even though I only thought I was paying $2 for shipping.
It was a $2 discount had you used a MasterCard. The entry fee was $7.95.
Yeah, I don't
It
even
would
have a
have.
MasterCard, so mine's a Visa, so that wouldn't even pertain to me. It's not what it said. I'm gonna research this further. All right, I appreciate all your information, and thank you very much.
Thank you for contacting customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.